We had spent months practicing drills and landings. We knew this wasn't going to be a picnic. On the afternoon of June 5th, 1944, there were hundreds of ships on the horizon, and high overhead there was a constant buzz of Allied escort planes. At 2200, that'd be 10 p.m. civilian time, we entered what was said to be the world's most effective minefield. We very cautiously felt our way through the dark, seeking a small vessel that blinked three lights. This signaled the entrance to the mine-cleared channel. We breathed a collective sigh of relief as we entered. Through the overcast night, we could see vague outlines of other ships. While waiting to move up to our position, an unreal stillness settled around us. And then suddenly, the whole coast of France seemed to explode. Miles and miles of anti-aircraft fire, flares, shells filled the sky, making it look like 10,000 Fourth of Julys all rolled up into one. And then just as day was breaking, we opened fire with our 14-inch guns. The target was a battery of 6-inch guns. Two of them were in concrete turrets, while four of them were in open pits. And our second battery of 5-inch guns opened fire on a concentration of machine gun positions. We ceased fire 5 minutes before our Allied troops were scheduled to hit the beach. We didn't want to endanger any of them with our fire. Now, you have to appreciate the coordinated effort of all these ships and planes firing together to provide cover for the landing parties. There was so much smoke and dust on the beach from this tremendous bombardment that we could not see the soldiers actually landing. Codename Operation Neptune lasted from June 6th until August of 1944.